Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered.
Speak the word.
When people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive past that they're on, we can pray. A lot of people don't realize this, but we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask God to separate our loved ones from destructive influences and ask God to open their eyes in faith to see that you, Lord, have overcome the world so that they too can overcome sin, death, and the grave, according to John 16:33. We have to keep in mind that this is a war over our loved ones and we must keep fighting. I cannot express that enough to all of those that are listening out there today. We are in a battle. We are in a war over our loved ones, and especially our children, whether they're children that's in school or in college, or maybe they're all adults now. But wherever they are, the enemy is after our children. And actually, he's after our children more so than he is the adults, because children are so easily led astray and so easily influenced, and they don't have the wisdom that usually comes as they age. And so he's really after them. But like I said, I'm going to give you some prayers that will help you with that. As a matter of fact, one chapter you can write down, I think that will be good for you. John 6:35-37 in English version, it says, And then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty. I told you before, he said in 36, before, that you have seen me, and still, he said, you don't believe. In verse 37, he says, the Father gives me my people. Every one of them will come to me, he says, and I will always accept them. So there's not going to be an issue. There's not going to be a problem about whether or not Jesus accepts you. He says he'll always accept them. So I want to go real quickly down. This is a prayer that you can pray for your children. It says, Lord, I ask you to build a hedge of thorns around, and insert that person's name in there, to separate my loved ones from any influence not ordained by you. I pray that those who are a bad influence will lose interest and flee, and that my loved ones will lose interest in them as well. May that hedge defend against any contact with those who are out of your will. I pray that in their frustration, the prodigal, my child, will return to you in the name of Jesus. And like I said, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's going to be the first step. Then the rest of the time is just going to be for you to be that influence on your children, because once they see how your life has changed, they're going to want their lives to change too. Saints, there are some people who did not get saved until they were adults, you know, so therefore they didn't raise their children to have a personal relationship with Jesus. As a matter of fact, I fit into that category, but not anymore. Praise the Lord. You know, my mom, she was a prayer warrior. My mom never gave up on me. She was a righteous woman of God, and she continued to pray for me until the day she went home to be with the Lord. She prayed for me until she took her last breath. You know, my only regret is that I did not receive the Lord until after her death. However, I'm so grateful for her prayers, you know, and I'm praying that I will see all of my children and grandchildren except Jesus while I'm still here on this earth. But I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on fighting this battle. I'm going to keep on fighting this war until the day that I take my last breath, because I do know that God's word is seed. And when you're planting those seeds, whether you're planting them in your children or wherever you're planting those seeds, they are going to grow. They are going to take root, and they are going to bring a harvest. And that's what I'm talking about today. So don't give up on your children. Just keep on praying. Your grandchildren, just keep on praying. Keep on fighting the good fight. We don't ever, this is some things that we don't ever want to stop. But you know, like I said, I'm so thankful that my mother never gave up on me. But I thank God that this scripture covers everyone and is solid to stand on. How faithful is our God. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. In other words, they shall escape. And blessed is the fruit of your womb. You know, we want to keep that in mind too. God promises us in Deuteronomy 28, chapter 28, verse 4, that blessed is the fruit of our womb. In John 6, 65 through 37, in the Easy Read version, then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who believes in me will ever be thirsty. In verse 36, he said, I told you before that you have seen me and still don't believe me. You still don't believe. In 37, it says, the Father gives me my people, and every one of them will come to me. I will always accept them. We were talking about this before in the first part of the message. So if you did not get saved until you were an adult and have children who do not know God, let me slow down and say this. I would declare this, I'd pray this, I would sing this, and memorize this 24/7. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. God has not left anyone out. Then you can throw in, as an encore, you can just throw in Acts 16:31, where it says, and all thy household shall be saved. In other words, household means your family, brothers and sisters. Saints, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you not see? Just think about that. You know, they don't have a choice. You know, once you start praying for them and once you start sowing those seeds into their lives, they have no choice. It's their tough luck that you are their mother or their grandmother or their father, you know, because if you will employ these scriptures, sooner or later, they must come in. If you will continue to be faithful in your prayers and praying for your children and praying these prayers that we're going to give you, and also the scriptures that I've asked you, I forgot to ask you at the beginning of this message, but please, I'll usually ask people to please get your pen and pencil and write these scriptures down. Don't take my word for it. You know, just be like the children and the Bereans did in the book of Acts, and just write the scriptures down and go when you get home or when I go off or whenever you get the time, sit down and read the scriptures for yourself. The Word of God never fails. We can stand on that. Saints, work the Word. We have to work the Word, and the Word will work for you. According to Jeremiah 23, it says, is not my Word like fire that consumes all that cannot endure the test, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks in pieces the rock, a most stubborn resistance. You know, you begin to quote the Word of God over your children. Once you start quoting the Word of God over your children, I want you to just stand back and watch it. Just watch the Word break that rock of the most stubborn wills and rebellion into smithereens. God's Word is going to break every bit of that into smithereens. All you have to do is be faithful and keep on praying. Bless His holy name. As His Word says, it never fails. In Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, in the New King James, it says, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. They all came true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 37, in the Amplified Classic, it says, for with God, nothing. I'm going to go again. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. There's not one word in the book, in his book, that's without power, and it's impossible.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank you for your promises that you have given to your children, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and set free. They shall be rescued, and blessed is the fruit of their womb. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, you said, Father, that all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Father, I thank you that when the people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive past that they're on, that we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask you to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to understand that we're not helpless and we're not powerless, that through prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can form a barricade or we can form a double hedge to keep our children from destructive influences that Satan sends their way. Even though we can't change a person's will, our Father can remove wrong influences and frustrate the attempts of those trying to get to our loved ones. And we pray that the Lord of harvest will force out and bring laborers across our paths. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word. The word of God against the word.